name of this principle is lead with harmony and people will want to dance with you. I don't know what it's like for you trying to run your business. If you're like me, there's been times where you think you're the only one that can do it. And what's in the way? Maybe it's fear that other people can't do it. Maybe you got too much pride saying, you know, you're the best and you know, I just can't hand it off to other people. I don't know. Here's what I do know. I had a great friend. His name was Jim Ainsworth. And Jim had this phrase that just rang my bell. He said, I only do what only I can do. And so when he got real clear on that as kind of his mindset and his mantra, and how he's going to work with business, then what that meant is he started bringing other people he could hand things off to, and he trusted them in doing so. And the harmony within his shop was unbelievable. And the freedom for him was unbelievable. And his financial situation was unbelievable. So what's the key to you getting what you want? If pride's getting in your way, if it's your ego, or if you're afraid, own up to it. Get yourself a new mantra. That's what this segment will do for you. So, lead with harmony, and people will want to dance with you.
Well, dumping work would be to say, I'm going to give you work for the sake of giving you work, because I don't want to do it, and I'm not going to do anything more productive with that time. And also, on the other end, you don't see the benefit of your taking that work. Delegating work means we all do the things that we're most suited to. The time I would have taken to do the things that I ask you to do, I do something more productive that brings more value, and we all make more money and are happier because of it. That's a good deal for everybody.
There's a difference between leadership and boss. I don't think you're going to get very far if you're just going to be a boss. Bosses don't necessarily lead. In leadership, I believe that you are in dialogue with those that are in the team with you. And I think that the boss, quote unquote, boss position is one where I'm the superior over everybody below me and they just do what I tell them to do. What a waste of time in terms of energy. I believe that if you bring the whole team together and you truly allow the gifts of everybody present, then what you're going to have is people that are empowered and enabled, and you can just get out of the way because it's going to happen powerfully. If you're trying to boss people around, you're not giving them the ability to be who they are with their giftedness, then you're going to get maybe a third of the productivity, whereas you can end up getting about 110% of people's energy if you allow them to use their skills. My golly, I'm surrounded by people who are a lot smarter than me in a lot of ways. And if I'm stupid enough to block their gifts, then woe is me. And I can't blame them if they didn't want to be around very long. Whereas I believe our team tries to allow people to come with all their energy, with all their gifts, to tell us how to do things better as a team. And I hopefully open those doors where I work and allow people to say, Dan, no, here's a way that's much better than what you just suggested. Let me kind of share this with you.
I was a manager in 97 and 98 with this company, and I was the hard-nosed, you're going to do it my way manager. And the reason that I quit management is I couldn't stand myself. I woke up in the morning and I looked at myself like, wow, who would want you to be their leader? And I don't think anybody ever did. It's funny, I talked to advisors that were under me who are now friends of mine. And they're like, wow, you are really not a good leader. I carried that stuff around for a long time. I mean, I think for even in the next 6 years or 5 or 6 years, I had people that I had hired that were working for me, and I think I stunk as a leader. So hence they quit. I mean, they left. I looked inside myself and I said to myself, wow, if I was working for me, what would I want? And I decided that I would change as a leader. I think people follow me because they generally like me now and they trust me. I think that they know that we're equals. As a matter of fact, in my office, my staff is not allowed to call me boss. They are allowed to just call me Derek, and that's it. They're never allowed to use that terminology. To me, everybody that I speak with is equal to me.
Prior to working with Travis, my leadership style was micromanager. I wanted in on every piece of what my staff was doing. I wanted them reporting back to me. I didn't want an email, a letter, anything going out the door with my name on it until I looked at it. And now, because I've spent the last few years getting that staff in place and training them, and I have a clear vision of what I want the practice to be like and have educated them on that and included them in conversations with Travis and training with Travis, I can actually step back and let them do their job and let me do mine.
Part of my leadership style in the past was to say, here's the jobs that we need to get done, and here's how I want it done, and to be critical if it didn't get done that way. Now my style has switched more to, here's the job that needs to get done, I'll give you the resources and tools you need to get it done, and I don't care how you do it, which is a big shift for me. Also, delegating and getting rid of a lot of the work that I thought I needed to do myself. So I've told staff what it is that I need to get done, and they've gotten it done in spite of the way I've told them to do it. They've really taken hold of the concept of, we've got to take care, we've got to serve these clients, and it's my job to get it done the best way that I know how.
As far as leadership is concerned, I think that you have to be positive. You need to be a positive role model. I don't believe in leading through negativity, bringing people down. I believe you have to lead people through bringing them up, building them up, complimenting them, and then leading by example.
Lead with harmony and people will want to dance with you. Whatever mental energy you exude, whether you know it or not, affects everyone around you in a positive or negative way. What happens to the people around you when you're in a good mood? When you're in a bad mood? Good mood inspires high spirits and positive energy. Bad mood inspires broken spirits and negative energy to those around you. It is critical to be aware of the energy you are sending, and more important, that the signals you're sending are positive. Take a moment to think about one of your favorite songs. Who is the artist? What year did it come out? Why is this tune a favorite of yours? Let this music remind you to lead with harmony as you pursue your vision and execute your plans. Therefore, each note you sing should be in rhythm with your organization's values. Each beautiful chord should be played with an upbeat tempo to accompany the positive messages of encouragement. Here's some hints. You are in tune and resonating in your organization when, as a leader, you are fully aware of the emotional state you're in at all times. With this awareness, you have the ability to control your emotions, to channel them in the right direction to achieve encore performances. Music is one of the greatest gifts of all. It asks nothing in return but that we listen. Resonant leaders listen more than they speak. You are resonant when you realize enthusiasm is contagious and you make a conscious effort to spread the passion among your team, much like a maestro conducts the tempo, phrasing, dynamics, and style of music with gestures and facial expressions. You are in tune when your leadership causes true collaboration, where everyone feels they are a part of creating and implementing your vision. Your team sounds like a strong ensemble of singers performing in unison. Conversely, if your leadership is out of tune, you will be causing dissonance in your organization. Dissonance shows up when you are playing the wrong notes, which means no one will want to follow your lead and dance to your tune. You are out of touch with your feelings and let your emotions control you. Your leadership is harsh and discordant, causing frustration, resentment, rancor, and a lack of harmony. You are dissonant when you upstage your team by speaking more than listening. You pounce on every new idea with a strong stroke of negativity. You abuse your position for power plays and political leverage. Lastly, you phone in your performance by pretending to pay attention to your supporting cast, not truly living in the moment.
When a leader has resonance. He has every member of his team singing from the same page of the same hymnal in the perfect keys, following the notes exquisitely. When a leader has dissonance, he has a lot of discord, hard feelings, emotional trauma, and problem after problem cropping up in his leadership style. I think about an institutional client of ours that had this same situation. There was dissonance in leadership because the ownership of the institution felt like an excellent job was being done. But if they would have looked at the employees and the staff and the almost robotic lack of emotional apathy that was being brought to the office every day, they should have sensed the discord. People were miserable in their jobs. They didn't like coming to work. Matter of fact, they hated it. There was high turnover. People were shopping on the internet instead of doing their jobs because they didn't care if they got fired. All the time, ownership felt like everything was going great because this supposed leader spent most of his days masking employee discord, dissatisfaction, and poor performance for the ownership. What happened in that situation was a multi-million dollar meltdown. What happens when everyone on your team is singing out of the same hymnal is multi-million dollar growth. And I think about a client of ours who runs a very successful energy enterprise and how you can just tell every person that reports to him that is under his tutelage is on the same page. I remember when Travis and I got a tour of the brand new facility that he was proud that they had helped create. Even the clerks in file room storage knew him by name, smiled, and were very much on the same page with the pride that he had in this entity. This is a very successful entity, and it is so because I totally feel like the leader is passionate about what he does and is able to strike that chord through everything he does on a daily basis and pass that on to all of his team members.
I have bad days, and I'm the kind of guy that wears my emotions on my sleeve. My staff knows, and the people I work with know, that when I'm there, just let me go in my corner and be that way, because I'll eventually come out of it. I know how to come out of it. We all have bad days, so I talk myself into getting out of it by being more positive. But I will tell you that I have said to them in the past, listen, if I'm in that state, please don't come around me. I don't want to project my negativity on you. I want you to be positive and continue doing your work.
If your team is unresponsive, that's one of the things that Travis and his group are going to spend whatever time it takes to get it right. You're going to spend a lot of time examining what is it that you're good at? What is it that your team is good at? Do they have a role in your future business? If so, what is that role? And if they don't have a role, let's move on. Let's find somebody that can get the job done. If your team's not working right, it might be you that's the problem. It might be your staff that's a problem, but it's going to get fixed one way or the other.
Time to change. You have to look inside of yourself, and you have to say, do what would I want to work for me? Is this the guy that I want to would I want to work for? And the answer is most likely going to be no. And if that is, then you have to say, well, who would I want to work for? What kind of person would I truly think is somebody that I would want to come in every day and say, yeah, that's the guy that I work for? Would I feel proud about working for that guy? And that's who you need to be.
Well, the sense in the past is I have to do it all, and I have to pick up the pieces to make sure everything's going to be done well. And I don't know why I had to struggle and let go. Some experiences in the past probably dictated the model of how I was working in the present. But I'm not living in that past. I'm living in the present, and I have very competent people around me. So the need more and more to let go of the things that don't free me to be who I can be with my true giftedness, because I'm doing these other kinds of things that somebody can do far, far better with a superior touch that I will never bring to that dimension, so that I can go do what I do well.
I have probably the happiest office that you could ever be in. And I could tell you that my business partner is with me through and through. As a matter of fact, he just asked me to be a part of his wedding party. My secretary came in and she said to me, "You are the most generous person I've ever worked for, and I really enjoy working for you." Ear to ear grin on that one. And for me, loyalty is so important from people. And when people aren't loyal, I just shut them down. And I have people now that are so loyal that would go to war for me if I asked them to. I have friends like that as well.
I can remember when I first started working with Terry Conti. My team noticed a difference in my leadership style immediately. I listened more to their needs, entertained their ideas for improvement more seriously, and asked for their input. Prior to my time with Terry, my impatience for results would show up in my words and body language. I didn't always use my ears as much as I should. When I would make a mistake that affected a team member, I would pretend it didn't happen, because if I acknowledged it, that meant I had made a mistake. I wasn't always aware of how my reactions to what was going on in my life was negatively affecting the entire office. My song and dance wasn't placing me at the top of the leadership charts, I assure you, because my tunes were not always in rhythm with my team. One Christmas, my team member Cindy shared with my wife the difference coaching was making in the office and how she now felt more inspired than ever to work for me. My change in attitude toward my team led to people like Cindy wanting to dance with me to help me accomplish my goals. If you want to expand your capacity, make radical change to achieve turbo growth, the messages you send must motivate your team to want to sing and dance with you. For example, if you're always barking out instructions or correcting individuals in front of the team to embarrass them, you're not leading with harmony. If your broker-dealer makes a mistake on a trade or loses a check for an important client, and you berate the person on the phone because you feel like you can and you want to take out your frustrations on somebody, that is not leading with harmony. If you have staff that acts disruptive by gossiping, not showing up on time, treats other team members without respect, and just sings way off key, give them some lessons and ask that they change immediately. If they can't get in rhythm with you and they continue to break up the harmony you're trying to create, let them go. This may be hard, but I'm here to tell you, if you don't stomp out the negative messages in your organization, you will be miserable. You will watch your harmony fall to discord. You will see your best clients leave and your team members underperform.
Prior to working with Travis, we were running around like chickens with our heads cut off. Nobody was happy. I was barking orders at them. They weren't communicating with each other. We didn't have time to meet and communicate effectively, and we just weren't happy. When I hired Travis, one of the first things he did was talk to my staff and get some feedback on how they thought things were going, and I was shocked to learn that they actually thought I was going to fire them. And that was not even close to on my radar screen, but that's what they were feeling. And over the last 2 years, not only have we hired more staff, but the atmosphere is so different. We have weekly staff meetings and we laugh, and I feel like I know my staff better on the personal side because I now have the time to get to know them. And we never went out to lunch. And now we try to go out to lunch, you know, at least once a month, if not more often than that. And it really adds to the happiness I feel about my practice.
They basically picked their roles. They decided this is what Doug should be doing and this is what I should be doing. And because they picked those roles, they're more committed to them and they're naturally happier if they've pick the things that they think they're going to be great at. Their work has gotten better because they're doing the things that are more suited to get done for me. We've found what strengths they have, and we've turned them loose to get the job done because they know how to do it. They know it's their background to get it done. They're doing a great job with that. My life has changed because I now have people getting the job done, and I don't have to think that I have to do everything. So when I'm away from the office, like I am right now, I know that my clients are being served well, as opposed to knowing that in the past when I was out of the office, I'd come back to a stack of things that are easy to get done, but I thought I had to get them done. Now that I've delegated more tasks to my staff, I can really dig deeper and find those things that are going to really add value to clients. In the past, we might have thought it was a good idea, for example, to do birthday cards. And we did them for a while, and maybe we didn't do them for a while. Well, now I can spend some time making sure not only do we send birthday cards, but adding a personal note to each of them. When you take that extra time to spend to add that personal touch to an anniversary card, a birthday card, that's going to show in the end. They're going to see that we're really here for them, as opposed to, you know, I got to get you off the phone because I've got to take care of this IRA distribution. I've got to get this change of ownership done for this particular client.
What's important is you're trying to bring everybody to the same place, I hope. And you do that through the styles that really allow for the energy flow, not battling each other, but working together so that one and one ends up equaling four. And if you don't have that sense of harmony in the leadership style, you're just not going to get there. You're going to lose the energy instead of growing it. One and one will equal a half.
Don't take a conquer and divide approach. Hear leadership through the ears of your heroes, like I do with Nito Cobain. Bring everyone into your vision. Let them feel it, touch it, taste it, see it, and hear it. When you bring everyone together with harmony, people will want to dance with you and your whole practice wins. Okay, that's the end of this principle. Remember, it's all about living turbo growth. Here at Dynamic Directions, we want to see you double your business with half the clients in 36 months or less. We know you can do it.